Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Access All Areas. I'm Stephen Lang.
And I'm Bobby Norris.
How are you, darling?
Really good, thank you. Really good. First week post Lockie D2. So, just happy to be back in the gym.
Yeah. I mean, have you been out of the gym? Have you just been stuck in there?
Do you know, really, I was saying earlier on, funnily enough, I'm very much surprised that I've not really done as much as I thought I would have done. I think we're so used to this year not being allowed to go anywhere. Yeah. Bar the normal supermarket shop and now going to the gym, I've not really done a lot. What about yourself? You've been making the most of it.
Well, I was back rowing this weekend, which was lovely. Going out and kind of learning some new skills. That was just really nice. And I did go to a very, very small gig on Sunday night. A friend of a friend, he was in Calabro. And he just was doing a little Christmas gig. There was like 30 people because it was all like spaced out, and it was in this little jazz club, but it was really nice just to kind of be out and feel a little bit normal. Someone actually cried in the crowd. Someone was actually crying in the crowd.
Happy tears.
Not me. Yeah. Well, because they were just like, haven't been out in so long. And I mean, they really must have been out in a long time. It was just nice to have a bit of normality. I think probably the same with you in the gym, right?
Absolutely. I think that, especially I see all over the news that we've now had our first person have the injection, the vaccine.
Maggie.
Oh, Maggie. Bless her. She's going to be Insta famous in 24 hours.
She's 91 next week.
I will love it. I wonder if she's on the gram.
I saw someone set up a fake Twitter account for her.
Of course they have. I bet it was about an hour after.
Probably as it was happening, saying that she was recovering well after she'd grown wings of hospital and flying and had laser beams coming out of her eyes. Because, obviously everyone's looking for some side effects. But it seems all to be... Which would be good. And they said there'd be a couple of hundred people done by the end of the day. Who knows? We could all be doing normal things in a few months' time. Who could imagine? I know, it's bizarre, isn't it?
I feel like there's definitely light at the end of the tunnel now. I mean, I don't want to speak too soon, but these are all footsteps in the right direction, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think for all of us, it's kind of... it's been a tough year. And I think... Yeah, seeing that kind of like you're right, like tentative footsteps in the right direction is just quite nice to see. But, you know, like you said, there's been so much bad news this year. You don't want to count your chickens, do you? That's the problem.
No.
So we'll have to wait and see. But we're actually hanging out on Sunday, aren't we? This is going to be quite exciting.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we are going to be going to Proud Cabaret. Which is in Bank, I believe, around that way. I've actually seen there was quite a few people from TOWIE or previous TOWIE people that had gone just last weekend. So I think Cheryl Holler is one of our guests later, who's obviously been getting the invites out there. So it's going to be nice to like kind of see a bit of fun, really, isn't it?
Isn't it? I was so excited to see you guys.
Be the first time. We've been doing this for what? 4 or 5 months, and it'd be the first time we've actually all hung out properly.
Yeah, it's got to be weird that we're not looking at a screen seeing each other this time.
But I am really looking forward to it. But in addition to Cheryl, who we've got at the end of the show, we also have Idris Virgo from Love Island 2018 and Rebecca Ferguson as well, who I am a huge, huge fan of. Absolutely love her. So it'd be great to have her on the show.
X Factor legend.
She really had her debut album, I remember, was like really, really huge and massive at the time. She's one of those rare talents that really make something out of their time on X Factor. So it'd be super nice to speak to her because she's doing something with the Nordoff Robbins charity. Like a carol, online carol service. So it's
looking like a great little lineup for that.
Yeah. Niall Rogers has pulled it all together, hasn't he? I was reading Cliff Richard, Kaiser Chiefs, Florence Welch, loads of people.
Rod Stewart.
I mean, Sir Rod.
Rod's rocking up.
How festive.
I mean, Christmas without a bit of Roddy. Robbie Williams.
Yeah, yeah. Some great names. So it'll be great to, although sadly, I guess for her, she's not actually going to get to meet any of these people in the flesh.
You'd be gutted, wouldn't you?
it'd be great to talk to her about that. It's been a busy week of showbiz news, isn't it?
Oh, God, isn't it just? What stood out to you the most?
Well, I think Giovanna winning I'm a Celeb was obviously quite a big moment. What did you make of that?
Do you know what? I did the after show, the Daily Drop, which we spoke about last week. And I think I kind of called the three finalists and I had a feeling she'd be our last girl standing. Not surprised at all that she won. I think really lovely girl. And more now than ever, it's the kind of person that you want to see on screen. Do you know what I mean? She just seemed to bring love and positivity to the camp. Or to the cast. So I'm still calling it the camp. The show's been...
Well, it is a camp. It is a camp, isn't it?
But I kind of think she's the person that you would want to be with for 3 weeks.
She definitely... She feels like just like a normal girl, doesn't she, really? They kind of alluded to that at the end, I think, after she won, saying that basically she's... She even herself described herself as quite mumsy, didn't she? I think she's just one of those people that's like quite... She's just a friendly character. Not in my personal experience, obviously, but can't win, and that was entirely my fault.
Hard final to call, though. I could see the three people being there that did end up in the final, but I don't think there was probably much in it, to be honest.
No, I would. That'd be
in anyone's game.
I totally agree. Actually, yeah, I think. I was rooting for Jordan, but mostly because I'd never seen or heard of him before, and then suddenly it's like, oh, it's this really nice guy. He's done really well for himself. And funnily enough, actually, there's just been revealed the most Googled celebs of the year. I don't know if you saw that. And Jordan actually comes in at fourth.
So I know, is it top five?
Yeah, people must have been going absolutely nuts on the Google trying to find out who he was, like that close to the end of the year.
Number one being Scoife.
Yeah, that was interesting, right? I guess, in any given year, I imagine a fair few people are Googling him, what with him being so big on This Morning. It's coming out this year as a completely different ballgame, right?
Which almost seems so long ago now, wouldn't it? Pre-COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean, like completely bizarre that, like, yeah, I mean, because I actually had flu, not COVID, flu, and I was off work and my boss called me. I was like, why is she calling me? She knows I'm off. And then she was like, you have to turn the television on now because Philip Schofield's about to come out. And I was like, what? Because people got the statement sort of first. But momentous day, I guess, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
For him and for Celeb World.
And I think out of them top five, I'm just looking now. Carol Baskin, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Exotic, number three. This kind of is pretty much the milestones of 2020.
Yeah.
They were going through the Tiger Kings.
And then Jordan. Who was number five?
Number five was...
I've got it here.
Who's five?
Number five was Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, was it?
Yes. And then six Prince Harry, seven Kanye West, eight Ruthie Henschel, which is interesting, nine Johnny Depp, and 10 Tom Hanks. Quite a mixed bag there.
Yeah, I wonder why Mr. Hanks came in at number 10.
Because he had Corona, didn't he? He was one of the first celebrities to have Corona. So yeah, everyone was like, Tom Hanks is going to die.
thank God he didn't.
Thank God he didn't. But I think at the beginning, everyone was kind of, because he's like Mr. Nicey-Nicey, isn't he, in Hollywood. So I think everyone was quite surprised by that. So yeah.
And like Google... you say, no one in showbiz had really... had Corona before. It was the first that we know of.
Yeah, definitely. And then it was like Prince Charles and Boris Johnson and then Donald Trump. You know, it's like everyone and their sisters at it, haven't they now? But like...
In other news, I mean, as we say, we've got Rebecca Ferguson from X Factor on this evening.
Mm.
And previous contestant Matt Cardle. Have you heard the news about him and Meghan Markle almost dating?
Yeah, tell me about it. What was like... I don't really get like... Was she just trying to date any British man she came across on the social media? I don't really know what the deal is here. Yeah.
Well, I spoke to someone on one of the Get Gobby with Bobbies earlier in the first lockdown, and they was telling me that when they'd met her at a showbiz party, she was saying that she wanted to get a part on Made in Chelsea. which I kind of think, you know what, the girl's done good if she had, I mean, and no shade to Emma.
No,
Anderson,
no, of course.
But Made in Chelsea or Married in Toronto, I mean, it's a tough one.
It is a real toughie, isn't it? But it seems to have all worked out fairly well for her.
Yeah, although,
not to say she's not had a tough time of it, obviously, because she had a miscarriage this year, didn't she?
Of course, bless her.
But she has managed to, you know, move back to her native states with Harry and kind of, you know, live the life she wants to live. So, you know, fairly good on her, I reckon.
And I think, like you say, obviously, bless her, speaking out about that, I think would have helped so many people going through the same thing. And
definitely,
as I always say, I think it's so important when people are going through something to be able to and feel like they can talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she's got such a global audience and following now that I think it was a lovely thing for her to do, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And not something she had to, but clearly she felt that it was important for her to do so. So yeah, I mean, good for her. But, you know, maybe who would have known, could have been married to Matt Cardle. What different history could have been?
Working on Made in Chelsea.
Yeah, she could have been.
I mean,
could have been dating Sam Thompson after breaking up with Matt Cardle.
I'm out of the cookie crumbles.
Isn't it? I mean, funny where life takes you. You just never know when a royalty is going to get in touch and ask you on a date.
Oh, no, I'm still waiting, but there's no princes left now.
No, there aren't, are there?
No.
But maybe a nice foreign one.
And we move on.
yeah, I mean, to be honest, I haven't been on a date this year. Have I? No. And I don't think I went on many last year. So it's like long old time being single. This lockdown is not helping. Next year, it's going to be a different ball game.
We're on it next year, yeah. I ain't had a date this year. I've had a breakup, but no date.
That's true.
But
yeah.
2021, who knows? We could meet our Prince Charmings.
Well, I've made one decision for 2021.
Oh, what is it?
I always try and like set myself a challenge at the beginning of the year. first of all, I'm going to copy Rebel Wilson and do her year of health, okay. Where she basically like decided that she was going to dedicate the whole year to getting healthy. But also, I'm going to do 100 days sober. So before I've done long periods of sobriety before. But the longest I've ever done was 94 days. So I really want to make it to 100 days.
100. Start literally in New Year.
Yeah, January 1st. I always find it's a really good cutoff to be like New Year's Eve done.
Yeah.
And I'll be as fat as I'm going to be after Christmas. And then I can really like focus like the next few months. And I figure actually, if I get my timing right, 100 days will probably roughly be nearly towards Easter. So as we're coming out of the pandemic, hopefully, so then I can have a party and celebrate.
It'd be like, forget the eggs, give me the rosé.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want none of those chalky eggs.
Where do you stand on in terms of how serious it's become? And I don't know if you're one for New Year's resolutions, but do you start literally at 12 o'clock or do you wait till you've had that sleep and wake up on the first?
I have I've done Dry January for the last 3 years. And I've always stopped drinking at midnight.
That's very good. So the minute Big Ben strikes.
Big Ben strikes and I'm done. I'm down in my last of the rum and wine. you know, it's just, there's something like mental for me about it. And also actually for the last 3 years, the last two of the three, I've actually spent by myself. I was like, I just want to have a quiet night after like partying too much. And I've actually really liked that. So,
and then this year, for this new year,
yeah. pretty much that's going to be it. Shouting at some people across the balcony or something. That'll be as far as it goes.
Breaking curfew rules.
Yeah. Well, I believe we have our first guest, Idris, ready to come in. So let's get him in.
Perfect.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you see me now?
Yeah, hello, I can see you.
How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Son, I'm good. I'm in the one and only place, Blanton Pete, where I get my pretty meals for, my stay in shape for my camp and get this body in perfection, I could say.
How was the second lockdown, I guess, and the first lockdown? Obviously, you're a guy that's really into his fitness and everything. Have you struggled a bit?
Yeah. Yes, Bobby, first enough, what are you saying, Bobby? How are you? You good?
How are you? Yeah, I'm good, thank you, mate.
Yeah, I didn't realise you were in this interview. Yeah, Well, this first and second lockdown has been quite the same, really. Just training, ticking over, jogging. But the weather doesn't help. The weather does not help. I hate the cold. Oh, my days. It does not help at all. But other than that, it's been all right. It's been quite pleasant, I should say. It's been quite pleasant.
Did you, you obviously, like Bobby said, and it's quite obvious from your social media, you're a guy who likes to work out and do all of that. Did you did you gain weight or were you struggling with your food or anything while all the gyms were closed and that?
Food-wise, I was struggling a bit because I do love my food. That-wise, I was struggling a bit. But for fitness and training, I just jog, train, done sit-ups, press-ups. It was quite intense, to be honest with you, because I kept my mind distracted from the whole pandemic and whole coronavirus situation. So I had to do something to occupy myself. So that was running, sit-ups and press-ups. And what can I say? Keeping shape all year round, especially for the ladies.
How's it going with the ladies? Anyone special on the scene at the minute?
Oh my days, it's so hard for me. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I'm literally searching. I'm like, going with all cresting people's DMs, like, hey, how are you? But a couple of replies were, hey, it's just one of them ones. It's quite hard. If you know anyone, let me know.
What's your time?
I haven't really got time. I just want someone down to earth, got good banter, and just don't take life too serious. So then she's a winner for me. And there we go. Not too forced.
Do you reckon that, because you're obviously quite a confident guy. Can see that quite clearly. But like, do you think that might put some of the ladies off?
Nah, for my men, they want a confident guy. If they don't want a confident guy, like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. I don't think I've put them off. I probably have too much muscle for the girls. You never know. I don't know. I might slide into Joanna's DM, actually, because she fancy my sister a bit. So, yeah, Joanna from Love Island. Might slide into her DM. Yeah, I might slide into her DM.
She used to do this show with me before Bobby did it. So
what's going on? Hold me off. What's going on? What's going on?
Interesting. Well, I'll let her know.
Yeah, let her know.
Idris, you previously said that obviously being on Love Island really helped your boxing career.
Yeah.
Would you kind of do any more reality shows? Have you got your eye on any other jobs out there?
Yeah, 100% do celebrity getting me out of here. I'll tell you now, everyone on that camp is starving because I'm not eating no bugs. I'm not going in no snakes, cockroaches.
The sheep brains.
Oh yeah, forget about that. Everyone's starving. Enjoy your rice and peas. I would also love to do celebs go dating. That'd be quite interesting. As a single guy, still looking for a woman, so I would love to do that. That's two shows I would love to do, like literally, and that's it really. And then back onto the boxing.
Yeah, tell us about the boxing. You've got a fight coming up, is that right?
Yeah, so I've got two fights coming up. One on the 11th and one on the 18th. What can I say? I'm just out there getting it in. Two fights in 2 weeks. So I've got two fights coming up on Channel 5. Also, I'm just getting signed to NC Sports. So what can I say? I'm living the dream. Everything's going all right so far. What can I say? All thumbs up.
Congratulations, mate.
Cheers. Thanks for that.
You must be feeling pretty confident to bang two out in a week.
Oh, 100%. I'm therefore confident. First one, I want to do it in 2 rounds. The second one, I want to do it in 3 rounds. So I'm looking for knockouts again. But I've got to be careful in the first one, so I'll make sure I can fight for the second one. But I'm looking for some knockouts.
If the first one goes bad, won't you be in a bit of a mess by the second?
Yeah, well, we don't think like that.
Ain't gonna happen.
We think positive.
Absolutely, mate. I guess especially with something like boxing, you probably can't even let that seed of doubt enter your head, can you, as you're getting in that ring?
Nah, you got to believe that you are the best and you are the one. I do believe I'm the best. I don't think anyone out there could beat me. I don't think anyone out there is more handsome than I am. But hey, what can I say? Just one of them ones.
You've had a bit of I don't know if it's beef or just banter with some of the other Love Island guys about their abilities, haven't you? About Tommy and that.
Tommy and Jack. Oh yeah. My God. I know what it is. I'm a quite honest guy. I'm just being honest. I just don't believe.
they would want to think that you were being honest, though.
Exactly now, but they don't want to get me angry. That's the thing. They want to be polite. They don't want to get me angry because get me angry, then what's going to happen? So, yeah, it's been quite interesting between me, Jack, and Tommy. But all I'm saying, we can have a Love Island battle, and the best guy will win. I'm the handsome guy out of both of them. the best boxer will win, so yeah, we'll go from there.
And is it something you'd definitely be up for? If someone called it on, would you quite happily take the challenge?
100%. Send the contract over, I'll sign it and get it on. I'll get it on, 100%. But I don't think they want it. That's the only problem. So ask them. Let's see what they say.
Because you think they're scared.
They're scared, 100%. They're scared. They're underneath their blanket, thinking I'm the boogeyman, making sure I don't pop out and scare them. That's how scared they are. They're really scared.
And what about Theo?
Theo, he can box, can't he? I'll beat him in a race. Well, I don't think Theo can box, so I'll still beat Theo. But me and Theo, we are. I won't say we're the best guys. Don't get me wrong, I like the guy. I think it's quite funny, to be honest with you, but we just don't see eye to eye. We don't see eye to eye, but yeah, that's me and Phil. If he wants to get it on as well, we'll get it on.
And where was that all stemmed from, you boys not getting on?
From the challenge. He stabbed me in the back, a little snake. Like, first episode of the challenge, him and Bear plotted to put me in because I was a rookie, and from there, we just both hated each other. So it was quite shocking. But hey, Phil's Phil. That's how he is.
Yeah, obviously
get my revenge.
Love Island was 2 years ago, right? 2 years?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 2 years ago.
Do you have any kind of, it was a brief spell, but do you have any kind of
don't remind me.
But do you have any kind of regrets or anything you would have done differently if you were to do it again? Maybe not trust Theo.
Oh yes. I wish I played the game way better. I wish I actually just covered it with a bird and pretend that I like them. No, I'm joking. yeah, I would have done things a lot different. I would be more myself. I would have left the gym section alone. I would have chatted up Samir a bit better. I would have kept my eye on Georgia because I forgot Georgia actually fancied me, but I think I let it slip through my hands because Alexander walked in. But I'll do a lot of things more different, 100%. Show a bit more banter, a bit more game, and kiss a bit more birds because I've got some delicious lips and everyone says I have, so I wish I used them more.
Yeah. Fair enough. Can't argue with that, that's, can you?
Definitely not.
Exactly.
How was like the process of getting into the show for you? Was that because they're quite often they just contact people, don't they, like out of the blue?
Yeah. It was quite unusual. I was reading The Secret, and then literally the second night, literally I was reading The Secret, I was watching Love Island. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I thought, you know what, let's apply for Love Island. Apply for Love Island. The next day, literally, I got a phone call from ITV saying, congratulations, you fast-tracked. I thought it was a dream. I couldn't believe it. And imagine this, on the same day, I was fighting. So I was fighting my opponent. I was thinking, I can't get caught. I can't get bruised. I got interviewed by ITV. Oh, no, don't hit me. Don't hit me. But yeah, it worked out very well. And now I'm here getting signed to Hennessy Sport, living the dream, doing well, doing TV shows. Great.
And are you all ready for Christmas?
Yes. Oh, I cannot wait. I've been dieting. obviously, if you could see getting them abs out there in shape,
guys, you know, he's been grafting.
Yeah, Jesus, I won't do the same.
Get ready for that fight. So, yeah, I'm looking forward for Christmas, just to chill and spend some time with family and eat all that food what I've been missing, especially my vegan as well. So, it'd be good just to get some food down my system. So, I can't wait, I cannot wait at all.
Nice. Well,
does diet completely go out the window at Christmas? It don't matter. I guess it's only Christmas once.
Oh yes, it's totally going out the window. I'll be like coming back like 3 stones heavier. You know what I mean? I'll be on, like sherbet. So it's going outside the window, 100%.
Well, enjoy every mouthful of it, mate. You deserve it. With abs like that.
Exactly.
Jeez. Good Lord.
Exactly. Idris, thank you, mate.
Yeah, Idris, thanks so much for speaking to us. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. But do not forget, message Joanna for me.
We'll do it straight after the show.
Sound.
Cool. Thanks so much, mate.
Idris. Have a lovely Christmas and New Year, mate.
You too, guys. Have a nice Christmas and New Year. Thanks for having me.
See ya.
Anytime. Bye, mate.
See you later.
Ab envy.
I mean, Jesus. Good Lord. You could literally grate cheese on that. That was insane.
He deserves to eat anything he wants at Christmas now, I tell you.
Especially if he's vegan. I mean, he can eat as many potatoes as he likes, right?
I was going to ask him, I wonder what the kind of... What's the alternative for the turkey that he'll have?
Well, I'm veggie, and I've got...
What would you have then?
Well, I usually have, it sounds a bit depressing, but I usually have just a corn. Because all the other stuff is like the fancy stuff, really. And corn just tastes like chicken, so... Me and my sister are both veggie, and I'm doing the cooking this year. So it'll be all the other trimmings will be the usual, but no big turkey in the middle. Well, there will be, but it's not for me and my sister.
And I guess once it's got a bit of gravy on, it'll be lovely.
Yeah, really good. Can't complain. So I'm sure Idris will be enjoying much the same this Christmas as well. Well, very excitingly, we have Rebecca Ferguson ready to come in. So let's get her in.
What's going on?
Oh, we can hear you.
How have you been?
Yeah, I'm all right. Not too bad. Just staying in lockdown, getting big.
Yeah. You're looking gorgeous, to be fair. Those earrings are stunning. Very festive.
Oh, thank you.
How has this year been for you?
It's just been a weird year, hasn't it? It's just been strange, really. Just for the first time, I've had time off, because for years I was literally just working constantly and being away from the kids. So it's the first year that I've completely just been mum, really. So that's been quite nice, but challenging as well. But I think it's been good for me, actually. Yeah.
Mm. And are you even getting yourself all ready for Christmas?
Yes. Well, I've kind of done the house up a little bit. I haven't got no gifts yet, though. I need to sort that out.
Me neither. I think it just seems to be the standard this year, right? Because all the shops were closed.
Yeah, that's it. Well, to be honest, I'm an Amazon girl, so I just ordered it all on Amazon and get it all gift wrapped for me. I'm a bit naughty, really. But my mates are coming down from Liverpool on Thursday, so am I allowed to go and see them? I don't know. I was going to go and see them somewhere in the shops. Am I allowed?
I think so.
I don't know what the rules are anymore. You just don't know. Is that okay?
It is really complicated, and especially if you're in one area and then they're in a different tier. And
yeah, maybe I'm not. I don't know. Maybe they're not tier three, and I'm like, oh, you haven't seen me, mate.
hope for the best. But you do have some very exciting work coming up, don't you, with the Nordoff Robbins and Nile Rodgers. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's like a Christmas carol concert on the 14th of, I think I've got that date right, 14th of December at 7 o'clock. And basically, it's just all artists coming together, singing Christmas carols. It's pretty much what they do every year, but in the church, they normally do it. But we're just all doing it over Zoom, really. But it's one of those, some people are still scared to go out. So I think it's a nice thing for people to go and watch. And you can donate, and basically they do loads of help for kids with disabilities using music, and it kind of helps them come out to themselves and helps them learn to speak. It's amazing what they do. So it'll be a bit of fun for everyone, and it raises money as well.
And it's looking like an amazing lineup.
I know, isn't it? Even I was oh bloody hell. It is good. Yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah.
Have you had any Zoom rehearsals with everyone yet? Have you all spoke to each other?
To be fair, I was up rehearsing the other night because Niall's on different time because he's over in the States. So I think I was up to 3 in the morning the other day, which was a nightmare. My poor boyfriend was like, Becky, are you still up? I was like, yeah.
Singing away.
No, literally, and then my son was like, Mum, was that you? Through the night, I was like, yes, singing carols. The neighbours were kind of insane, weren't they?
So I'm on his own to know, just having a catch up.
And you, you've got to know Niall fairly well over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, it's really weird, like, because he's such a fan, which is the weirdest thing. Like, he says so many lovely things. And I don't know, I find it really, I don't know, it's just a bit of a blessing, really, because he's worked with so many amazing people. But when I first started working with him, I was starting to not really like music. I'd just had enough of it because I'd just been hurt too many times because it's a tough industry. Mm. And then I kind of met Niall, and he just put me faith in music again, and he just loved what I was doing, which then helped me to get that confidence to not think, you know what, I'm not giving it up because of these lot. Mm-hmm. So it's been a nice combination working with him, really. Yeah.
He's worked with some of the most amazing artists of all time, isn't he? Written some of the most incredible pop songs.
I didn't realise that. I went to his concert with the kids, and the kids were like, "Mum, did he do that?" I was like, "Yeah, he's done that one." In fact, I think he's done that one. he is good.
Rebecca, I wanted to ask you, you've recently spoken out about the government during the COVID situation.
Yeah. I don't know if that was the right thing to do or not. I'm always the person, I always put myself on the line. Like, I think because in Liverpool, we're quite political people. Like, we stand up for things. Like, we're like a kick-off, as it's called. You know, like, that's not right, fix that, sort that. And then, so whenever I see anything that looks like injustice, I always speak out. But then I feel bad, because then I'm the one speaking out, and then every other celebrity is quiet, and I'm like, hang on a minute, it's my head on the body, you just don't want to, like, pipe up a bit. Like, I'm there saying, oh, go on, leave your taxes, tell them to do what? And I'm the only one. So I'm there telling all the excluded UK to tell them to do one. And no, but then all the celebrities who've been back at excluded UK have gone silent. And I'm like, oh yeah, nice one. So I'll be getting looked into in January. So, do you know what? I can't hold my tongue. I'm one of those people, like, if I see someone getting mistreated, and I try, I'm like, Becky, don't do it. There with my fingers, like, don't do it. Just don't do it. Leave it. Go to sleep. Have a cup of tea. And then I just tweet. And then I regret it. But I just think, you know, it's not right when you're hearing people killing themselves, and there's people in really bad situations. You know, sometimes I think when you've got a platform, you've got a couple of followers, you know, you've got to speak out about these things. Yeah.
Absolutely. And what was the reaction on Twitter and social media in general to what you had to say?
I think pretty much everyone supports it. I think everyone agrees. It's just one of those things. The only thing I would say, I think that the MPs involved, and, you know, the people who are a bit more intelligent than I am, should be going down a more legal route. I think it's called a judicial review. So rather than, like, doing what I was doing, tweeting, they should actually be saying, well, just go to the courts, just get it, you know, do it that way. And they know more about that than your average person and the protocol that they all need to do. And it's baffling me why no one's saying, we'll go and do the judicial review, you know, take it to the proper judges. But anyway, we'll see. Yeah. But here's me fighting for them all. But I'm just like, it's annoying because it's, and then I'm like, well, where are yous all? Like, yous all don't mind being on Good Morning Britain. But then when it comes to actually putting, you know, whatever, you know, your words where you, whatever, I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
When it comes to actually backing it, everyone goes quiet. And I'm like, well, if you're going to stand by something, like, stand by it.
Mm. Yeah. The thing is, when you feel very passionately about something, as you can tell you do from just listening to it,
I
think that for your own, it makes sense for you to say something. If you really care about it, absolutely. That's what social media is for at the end of the day, isn't it? Kind of expressing views and opinions.
Yeah, I think definitely. I think, there's sometimes when I think, actually, you know, don't comment on that. It's not, you know, because sometimes it's just inflaming things. But I think when it comes to, like, you know, fellow people in your community saying they're suicidal because they've got not a penny, where other people are getting money, I think that's a subject that we all should speak about, and we all should say, well, that's not good enough. Like, we can't have people starving, you know, we can't have people having to, you know, lose the house when we can step in. So, yeah, I think people in the public eye, I think we should definitely use our voices to try and help people if we can, or encourage the government to be, you know, more supportive. Yeah.
I think that's very worthwhile cause as well, because there's obviously so many people that are affected by this. I was looking on the news the other day and they were talking about how much food bank use has gone like through the roof, you know, like just insane, the things that have been going on as a result of this pandemic and mismanagement.
It's crazy.
What about you and your career? Are you working on any new music? What are you kind of doing at the moment?
So to be honest, I'm trying a bit of everything really. So I've got album coming next year, new song hopefully January with Niall, so I'm doing my album with him, and then as well as that I've just started a skin website, which was just a little project I'd done in lockdown really, called Equal Skin, and as well as that I write film scripts as well, so I've been writing away at that. So I just try and keep myself busy really, as well as the kids, just and campaigning on Twitter.
Fingers in lots of pies, Rebecca.
Just pack it in.
What's it like looking back? Obviously, X Factor was 10 years ago now. What's it like looking back on that time now? Does it feel like it was a different lifetime?
Do you know what? I actually ran something. I had a few glasses of wine the other day and I played some of my old tapes that I hadn't watched, or videos that I hadn't watched, and it was I think now I look back fondly, but like there was moments in my career that I didn't, but I feel like it's 10 years now, I've kind of, I don't know, because it's quite a hard thing to go from being a normal girl to all of a sudden being in the public eye. There was lots I had to wrestle with. But I think now, 10 years on, now that I'm in a better place, I'm definitely look back more fondly,
And over them 10 years, with especially the growth of reality TV, have you seen the industry change a lot?
The music industry, I think it's become more independent. I think people aren't reliant as much on like record labels now. Like there's more of a surge of like independent artists, which is different. As well as that, when I first came out, it was all CDs. So now, like, that's how old I feel. But now it's like downloads and streaming. So that was like, that kind of happened as I was coming through my career. It is a lot different, definitely,
I miss them days of buying CDs. And then my money on a Saturday, go up our price. Our price used to go out there, get me an album. I remember cassette days.
Does anyone else used to put tissue? I know this is really bad, me pure piracy or whatever it's called. Put like tissue at the top of the tape. You put like cardboard or tissue at the top of the tape and then you could record the radio. Does anyone else used to do that?
No, I've never known this little trick.
I've never heard of that.
That's my ghetto days, I think.
I remember like when all the tape used to come out, getting a biro and kind of twisting it all back in. Remember?
I remember that, yeah.
We are really aging ourselves in this discussion, guys.
Oh my God, no, any young people think it's
fun. Oh, nostalgia.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Rebecca, it's so nice to talk to you. I'm actually a huge fan, so it's a real pleasure for me to talk to you. And good luck with the concert next week.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Take care, hon. Have a lovely Christmas and New Year.
And you have a lovely Christmas. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Oh, what a lovely girl.
She fills me with such warmth and I love her voice. I just love her. Yeah. She's just such a, like a kind, you can tell, like obviously she gets really passionate about, you know, the causes that she's passionate about. And I think that's great. And she's right. You know, people with a platform should use it for good. I think quite often celebrities can get scared, can't they? That will turn people off. But actually, kind of doesn't matter almost, I think. I don't know.
And I could just listen to her all day. Like, I love the Liverpool accent.
me too.
Something about Liverpool, I love it.
It just makes me feel really homely. Like, I'm really, like, at home. I don't know. Like, I can't explain it. But,
I'd love to go for a glass of wine with her.
Oh yeah, babes, me too. Well, speaking about going for a glass of wine, our next guest, we will be having a glass of wine while watching her this weekend. So I believe Cheryl Hole is here.
Perfect. Here she is.
Cheryl, we can't hear you.
What about now? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
I was just admiring that lovely blow dry you've had, Cheryl.
Fresh out of the salon, now we're allowed.
How was the lockdown for you?
You know what? I think I was more prepared this time round, so I knew what I was getting myself in for. I mean, we were meant to be moving house during the lockdown, which would have given us lots of time to do it, but they've decided to spring it on us today. So I've been moving house and then run back to quickly do this with your divas.
Wow, that is very impressive. Well, you're looking good for it if that's a thrown together outfit, babes, I have to say.
Oh, she literally was throwing it on walking up the stairs. But no, I'm very excited to be chatting with you guys.
Well, we're very excited because we are coming to see you this weekend.
I'm buzzing!
We've got to have the best night.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about this show.
So this show is not your cliche cabaret show. You can expect shenanigans, tomfoolery, a bit of campery, and just a lot of fun. Like, a lot of cabaret shows, they like to keep people on their toes, but this one, you won't know what's coming around the corner with each act. Everything is so over the top and dramatic and fantastic.
Oh, it sounds right up our street.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not complaining about that. That sounds ideal.
And how many shows have you done so far? Did you start the minute you came out of lockdown performing?
So we started last Friday, and we've got them all throughout this week and then next week as well. So we're keeping ourselves busy during this December.
Yeah, you've definitely picked a great time to move house if you're then now performing constantly.
Let's not talk about that. We won't be in the H word, but not that kind of H word.
So, has it just been nice being back on stage and kind of vibing with the crowd and doing all that stuff? I guess you did a bit over the summer.
Yeah, so I haven't fully done a show since early October. So it's been a hot second because I was a bit busy at the end of October filming something, which you'll find out very soon. Mm-hmm. No, it's been an amazing time to be back on stage. I definitely used this lockdown to get myself prepared. So I've got new outfits from my designers. I've got new mixes and new numbers all prepared because whenever I have time off, it gives me time to like regenerate, if you will. I'm not sure if that's the word, but it gives me time to freshen everything up because I don't want to come out doing the same old thing all the time. I want to keep people on their toes, excited, because if they come to one show and they see me doing everything that I did at another show a couple months before, they'll go, oh, well, I'm not going to go to another show because I'm just going to see the same old shit.
Very wise. I actually used to work in a drag cafe in Bournemouth when I was at university, and the drag queen there did do the same show every night, and we were told every night that we had to smile behind the bar regardless of if we'd seen it before. So it's like 4 hours of this behind the bar. Yeah, it was literally that. So yeah, good on you, and I think we're all really looking forward to coming to see it.
Oh, you're really going to enjoy it. It's very ridiculous, it's very fun, but it's also got some amazing numbers that I've always wanted to do, so just being ready.
Okay, cool. Well, we will
be. Oh, it's exciting.
It is, isn't it? I actually, it was nice to see you back on my telly recently. I was watching God Save the Queens.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved it because it was like, this was obviously happening at the end of last year. So just before everyone stopped being able to go to theatres and see shows and stuff. But the funny thing was, is that how ill everyone's getting through the process of it. And everyone's just coughing and spluttering. You think it was a different time, wasn't it? December last year.
I mean, we're not calling Davina de Campo patient zero of COVID-19. But I'm surprised that I didn't get anything. I'm quite a healthy person. I mean, not when I'm eating because I love a double cheeseburger. But honestly, I seem to never catch a cold or a cough or anything like that. I think it's still the vitamin C and D that I get.
I wanted to ask you, love, you've just been filming Celebs on the Farm, which I did the first series of. How did you find it?
I had the best time in the world. I'm not going to lie to you. Going into it, I was like, what the hell are they going to make me do? And do you know what? I just put my big girl trousers on and I just went, get stuck into everything, have a fabulous time. And I have to say, the cast that I was with, we had so much fun and so many laughs. It was the best thing. I mean, Farmer Chris, he's a tough cookie, but I definitely cracked him by day two.
Yeah. Oh, did he have you fire eye up in cow shit?
Cow shit, pig shit, you name it. I was on all fours in it.
Yeah. He's a sweet man, though. He's a bit scary at first. He's like a headmaster, you know.
Oh, trust and believe. But do you know what? I had him won over, and yeah. I think I was his fave by the end of it.
Are you doing it in drag?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Oh, God. Ooh. I can't wait to see you rally round in wellies and a wig contoured to the heavens.
Oh, Bob, 5:30 in the morning, slapping it on. It was worth it in the caravan.
You've had a touch this year. Like when I did it, we had to do it in tiny little caravans, like Barbie sized caravans. You was in a hotel, weren't you? So I guess at least you could glam up a little bit.
No, no comment. I was staying in a caravan. What are you talking about?
Oh, are you meant to pretend that you was in caravan? Oh, yeah. How was your caravan?
Caravan was lovely. They put heaters in there for us.
Oh, how nice of them. Is it nice? Yeah, I see what you're doing there, Bob. Is it nice to be back doing a bit of TV again, though? Are you kind of hoping that you'll be able to do more of that, hopefully next year, I guess, when things are a bit
more... I'd love to do more TV. I had so much fun filming it. And just, I'm so excited to show everybody more elements to me as a person. Because Drag Race, you only see the challenges, us doing the challenges and us talking a bit. Whereas this has given me another chance to show more sides of Cheryl. And because I'm out of drag a little bit on the show as well, you're getting to show more sides of me underneath all of this fabulous. So, you know, it's very exciting and I'm very excited for everybody to watch it.
And you're doing it with I'm a Celebrity Legend, Lady Colleen Campbell. What was she like on a farm? Because I can't imagine it.
All I'm saying is you're going to be blown away with her on a farm.
Good blowing away or shocking blowing away?
Only good things with Lady C. Only good things. Darling.
I mean, I've had an experience of Lady C which was not quite so good before actually interviewing her on this show. She's quite terrifying individual, I would say.
I think...
Pleasant, but difficult. Sorry, Cheryl, go on.
I've got her wrapped around my finger. She was like, Cheryl, darling, let's go up to the top of the farm. Had enough of this.
I mean, yeah, so well, if you've managed to break her, then you did a better job than I did, I'll say. I'll put it like that.
Got to be firm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Fair.
And now obviously you've all moved in, Cheryl, to the new place. So I'm guessing you'll kind of be a little bit more settled by Christmas, New Year. Have you got anything planned, anything special?
Do you know what? Everybody's doing all this tier family bubbles and all this. We're just the chill ones. We're like, everybody make their plans and then we'll just dot in where everybody else is. Because everybody has different ideas on Christmas. Some people like have to spend it with these people and have to make sure that all these people are around. Like me and my fiance Hayden, we're very chill. Like even if it ends up just being us two, we'll just cook a nice little nut roast and have some nice potatoes.
I mean, that sounds ideal. That sounds like the dream day, really.
Yeah.
I don't know what a nut roast is, but it sounds lush.
Bob, I'm sure you know what a nut roast is.
Well.
just like a good stuffing, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, right up my alley.
Sure is.
This is really going places I wasn't expecting. We've got season two of UK Drag Race coming out next year, I believe. I know you wouldn't tell us anything even if you did know, but what are you expecting from the show this time round? Do you think it'll be any different?
I'm just excited to see the twists and challenges they put on classic Drag Race runways and performance challenges, because they did an amazing job with our first season, like turning the drag on a dime to posh on a penny and doing like a Downton draggy acting challenge. So I'm hoping there's like a Coronation Street acting challenge or something like that.
Oh my God, yes, that'd be so good. I do think that actually they did it really well, your series. And I think it was a testament, because with Drag Race, obviously there's been so many series now, but this one, your one really did feel different, didn't it?
I think it really freshened up the franchise and just put a different spin on it. And I think we were the first ones to do that in terms of all the other different country drag races that have come. And I think people really took to it, because they don't realise how much that Rue and Michelle are basically glorified Brits, because they love everything that we do. Like, Bob, I will let you know that RuPaul, whilst she was over here filming our season, binged so many series of TOWIE, you do not understand.
Shut up, no.
I'm not even lying to you. I am not lying.
Oh my God, I love that she knows who I am then. That's goals. I'm going to bed happy man tonight. Well, I couldn't believe it. I've actually had Michelle do a cameo with me on an episode of TOWIE.
Yeah,
Oh, I love it. Oh, I might have to slide into old Rue's DMs.
Well, Bob, when am I getting my cameo on TOWIE?
Next series, let's do it.
We'll make it happen.
We'll definitely make it happen, babes. We'll discuss it all at the weekend.
Yeah.
This is going to be incredible television. I can see it right now. And I mean, you literally are like a TOWIE babe, aren't you, Cheryl?
I'm an Essex girl through and through. And
exactly.
RTV hasn't called me up yet. I feel hurt.
You're fuming.
I make it major.
You're big into your girl band stars, aren't you? Have you been enjoying all the incredible pop music this year?
2020 has been saved by pop music. And I have to say, Little Mix coming in right at the end with their new album, Confetti, I was like, thank you, Divas. Thank you, Dolls. God save them. But no, I am very excited for hopefully 2021 bringing an album from Rihanna, because it's been 27 years. Who knows? Yeah.
But it'll be nice next year as well, I think, to get into the clubs and actually dance to the music that we've been listening to in our headphones for the last, you know, 9 months. I need to listen to Kylie in a club. Can't do this anymore.
I'll be like, do you believe it? Drunk off a vodka Red Bull, swirling in the middle of the dance floor.
living the dream. It was
good days.
Steps as well, actually. Their new album's very good. I would recommend if you haven't listened.
Well, there was something in your eyes, Stephen. Something.
someone thought that it said something in your rice.
We could be at the mamas. There's something in your rice.
We're very much looking forward to seeing you this weekend. So are these the last two, did you say, or are you doing some the weekend after?
So I've got this weekend coming up, and then our final week at Proud Cabaret is Friday the 18th, so then we'll be seeing off to Christmas. I mean, you blink and December's gone.
The whole year, really. It's like
gone, isn't it?
Thank God.
Yeah, Christ for that ring in 2021. Well, Cheryl, amen. We can't wait till this weekend. Good luck. Break a leg, and we'll see you then.
Love you guys.
Bye,
love
darling. Take care.
Bye. What a glamazon. And to do that while moving house, all that hair.
Well, I just imagined her in the back of a Pixford's van going from a load of boxes going, I need that wig.
Oh, I thought you meant recording this in the back of the van. Like,
I'll try to find the right wig.
Yeah, so now we know that RuPaul is a TOWIE fan. What the hell?
Oh my God, I can't believe that. Do you know, it's things like that in life that cheer you up during a pandemic. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine how good that would feel. Yeah, very exciting. Well, maybe you can get Cheryl and Rue into an episode of...
I'm going to go and work to the powers that may be in ITV and say, right, let's do it. We've got to get Rue. I mean, why, if we've had Michelle... And never seen it. Yeah. I mean, watch this space, 2021. It could all be going on. You can come on with me. Yeah. We can do one of these on the show. We'll do Access All Areas.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, you know, I'm always up for a bit of self-promotion. So that's not a problem for me. Different look for TOWIE anyway. You know, if you need some chubby bearded gay men, then here I am.
You're lovely, Stephen. Apart from the weekend where I'll be seeing you, you've got much planned?
Well, I'll be rowing this weekend, so I do have to. And on the Sunday after we've been to Proud, I'm actually in a race, so I can't go too wild, which is much easier said than done.
Famous last words.
Exactly. That means I'll be swinging around a pole at, well, it's 5 minutes before they close. No, other than that, I'll be just my usual single trip to the office and, living my best life. What about you? Are you filming? Are you filming anything?
So, no, just finished our Christmas special for Towie. So that should be airing. I actually don't know when that is. I think a bit closer to Christmas. So that's all in the can now. So that's Towie finished with. Got quite an exciting shoot with a couple of the other cast coming up for a magazine, which is like a theme shoot. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. Yeah. Just trying to keep myself a little bit busy in the lead up to Crimbo. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, obviously seeing you and the lovely team.
Yeah, we're going to have a lovely time. And I'm very excited about that. What are you actually doing for Christmas, Bob? Are you doing anything exciting?
I think pretty much just a low-key one, to be honest. I haven't got any plans at all. I reckon just will be with the family. Nice, quiet one. After the year we've all had, I think now more than ever, it shows you it doesn't matter where you're at. It's kind of just who you're with. Be with your nearest and dearest, providing you're all in the same bubble and all that jazz. let's just kind of have a lovely Christmas, ring in the new year, and go into January, all feeling positive and with our fingers and toes crossed that this vaccine really helps us with this pandemic and that we start getting a bit of normality back.
I mean, it feels so bizarre. I can't even imagine what it will be like when this is all over. I genuinely can't imagine. But we have one more show of the year, don't we? We'll be doing a final show next week, which will be, I guess, our Christmas one.
I know, maybe. I was going to say, should we maybe wear a Christmas jumper or maybe an hat or something?
Yeah, I actually don't know if I have either of those things, but I will find, I've got some tinsel on the tree that I could
wrap
around my neck, provided it wouldn't interfere with the audio, of course. But anyway, I don't know. So that'll be our last one, then we'll be back in January, but we'll be having a nice, about a month off, I think, almost. So.
And have you got much planned for your time off for Christmas and New Year?
Well, I'm actually only off for like 4 days properly from work. But I'm going to be at my sister's with my nephews and my mum and her husband. It'll just be a nice little quiet one. And I'm desperately trying to get them I'm trying to get them a PlayStation. But it's actually proving really hard because they've all sold out everywhere. So... if they don't get that, then they're going to get some like Fisher Price toys or something. I don't know. it'd be a quiet one probably, just with them sitting on the PlayStation, me cooking the dinner.
Why has it become so hard? I saw Ruth and Eamon talking about this this morning, I think last week, saying that you cannot get it for love nor money, this PlayStation.
Well, I actually don't even want the new one. I want the PlayStation 4, but there's apparently just a shortage. They didn't make enough. And so we'll hopefully get one and Christmas will be saved for my nephews.
Fingers crossed.
Until next week, everyone, thank you very much for listening. And Bob, Georgia, I'll see you on Saturday.
Take care. Bye, guys. Stay safe.
Bye.